Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Okay, we have a real problem here.
Wake up! You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
Freaking amazing.
Alice at 97.3.
Alice 97.3, Sarah and Benny, Alice's morning show. Thank you for listening. Happy Monday. Good vibes and variety. We've got them over here.
Yeah, we do.
And we have Winterland tickets. Alice and Winterland tickets are going fast, and your chance to win a pair is right now. This week, the tickets come with a night at the Fairmont San Francisco.
It's right there.
Right across the street from the Masonic. Take the word GOLD, G-O-L-D, to RadioAlice.com. You take it to our website, plug it in. GOLD is this hour's code word. You'll be in the running for a pair of tickets for the show and an overnight stay at the Fairmont San Francisco the same night. Amazing. This is the package you want.
Alice, very fancy,
right?
Too.
I know. So nice. Alice in Winterland starring Alex Warren, Rob Thomas, December 4th at the Masonic. This hour's code word is GOLD. G-O-L-D, gold.
Stay gold, pony boy.
Vinny, this story is for you.
Oh, thanks.
We got a Christmas album coming out on the 14th. That's this Friday.
Okay.
And it's a Yo Gabba Gabba Christmas album.
I love Yo Gabba Gabba. And for those parents out there who got to watch this show with their kids, they're good memories. They're good times.
Mm-hmm.
There are some shows you'll watch where you just want to jump out a window. Doesn't matter what floor you're on, you're ready to leave.
I'm guessing that would be like the Barney Show. Like
there's
quite a few actually.
I didn't like Angelina Ballerina. That one used to really bug me. Caillou. And there's others, but yeah, I like Yo Gabba Gabba.
Right. Well, they've got lots of guests on their album. Devo's Mark Mothersbaugh.
He's part of the show. So
is he?
Oh, yeah. He does these... He's so funny because I know him from Devo, but there he is. He does these little art segments where he's like draws a picture and shows you. And I'm going, that's the guy from Devo the whole time. What is happening here?
My Chemical Romance is also going to be on there.
I'm a fan as well.
Yeah, fan.
Tony Hawk has a guest spot on
there. He's been on the show.
Members of, and then I don't know these other bands, the Aquabats. Granddaddy.
Aquabats are a big part of the show itself. Yeah.
Oh, is that so?
Uh-huh.
Granddaddy, I don't know, and Of Montreal.
I don't know those.
Anyway.
Biz Markie used to be on the show all the time.
Oh,
and
I don't see him listed.
He's passed away, so he wouldn't be on there. But he, for a while, he would do beats. And he'd say, okay, kids, I'm going to teach you a new beat. And then he'd do it. And then it was the kids' job to figure out how to make those sounds.
Yo Gabba Gabba, the group, has had a very busy 2025. You know, they did a set at Coachella. I did not know that.
Oh, yeah.
I didn't either.
That set featured Weird Al Yankovic, Flava Flav, Portugal the Man, Paul Williams, Thundercat. And they did a summer tour. I mean, I guess they go, did you ever take them? Didn't you take your kids to one of these Yo Gabba Gabba shows?
Yo Gabba Gabba characters were at the San Francisco Zoo. And this was the first kid. This was when Isla would have been about two or three. We took her to the zoo, and she got to meet and take pictures with her favorite characters.
Well, that's fun.
It was fun.
Was she nervous?
No, she was actually very cool about that. The only time that I've seen her lose her, you know what, was when she was going to meet Elsa. And she just went, I can't.
Yeah.
I can't do it. And I said, well, we're in line to do it.
Let it go, Dad.
So you need to just get yourself together and figure it out. And she just didn't. We eventually went back and she did do it. But that time, she couldn't. It's too much.
Well, kids get nervous. The Rock and Roll Hall of Fame inductions happened over the weekend. So I have a few of the highlights. You could live stream this, but I believe they're going to, it's a show that's going to happen in the coming months. I don't know when it's going to happen, but some of the stuff that we did not see, I did not see. Maybe you, did you watch the stream?
I didn't. And I was thinking about it over the weekend that this, you'd think I'd love this and yet I don't. Mm. And I guess I'm waiting for that, that performance where someone goes, you've got to see this.
Right.
And I haven't heard anybody say that yet, ever, about these shows.
Well, it's a long, it's a night of music and awards, et cetera. And then they whittle it down into like a 2-hour thing. And I want to say I heard it was in January, but I don't have the date
it's
in front of me.
It's streaming on Disney Plus now.
And the whole thing.
Yes. Okay. And then they're going to do a cut down version of it on January 1st.
Okay.
On ABC.
Oh, on January 1st. Bad Company, The White Stripes, Outkast, Cyndi Lauper, Soundgarden, among the musicians officially inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame on Saturday night. So some of the highlights, Cyndi Lauper held a moment of silence during her performance to honor the LGBTQ plus community. She was joined by Avril Lavigne, Salt-N-Pepa, and Salt-N-Pepa. Push it real good.
You sang that song. We have a version of that.
We do.
Where is it?
I don't know. You're asking me. Chapel Roan inducted her.
She sang that. Mm. We have a version of that. Push it real good.
Push it.
Come on. It's over there. You know it is.
I do not have it. If I did, I'd play it for you. Soundgarden was inducted by Jim Carrey, who was friends with the late Chris Cornell. The rest of the band performed with help from Brandi Carlile, Taylor Momsen, and Cornell's daughter, Toni, did Fell on Black Days. That sounds like it was cool. Jack White accepted the honor for White Stripes as Meg continued her 15-year streak of not being seen anywhere ever. He did pay tribute to her and named a ton of artists who influenced him, from Loretta Lynn to Ritchie Blackmore's Rainbow to The Misfits. Olivia Rodrigo and Feist performed We're Gonna Be Friends. And 21 Pilots did Seven Nation Army.
Oh, now see, if I hear that that's great, I'll go watch that.
I bet it's all good. They were inducted by Iggy Pop, who not only wore a shirt, but a jacket on top of it. Oh, goodness.
What?
I know.
He is getting
more sinewy by the minute.
It's, he's, when his, I've, he's still doing the shirt off thing in certain places, but he's a very old man now.
Yeah. He's like skin and bones and tendons.
But also bent. Yeah. Like, there's like some weird, a life in rock and roll.
You know, and he's right. And I don't know how old Iggy Pop is now. We should do that as a, see if anybody can get a point for that.
He's got to be 80.
I'm going to say I'll say he's 75.
76.
He is 78 years old.
Oh.
I believe the point would go to that one.
No, and to, you said 80, right?
Yeah.
And she said 78. So, or sorry, she said 76.
No points.
Or 1 point for each of them.
No, Bob's already got two.
Well, now she has three.
Oh, jeez.
Top.
Oh, but Vinny, you've got one, so you're good. The only one with no points
job,
is Maddie.
Vinny.
Thanks.
Andre 3000 and Big Boy.
They
both showed up for the Outkast induction.
Good.
But Andre 3000 did not perform. Big Boy was joined by Doja Cat, Janelle Monáe, Tyler the Creator, and a bunch of other people too. They were inducted by Donald Glover, Childish Gambino. Bad Company was inducted by Mick Fleetwood. Paul Rogers was unable. I think originally they were saying he was going to come and perform, but he couldn't. So he sent a video message. Drummer Simon Kirk, the drummer of Bad Company, apparently, performed alongside Brian Adams, Nancy Wilson, Joe Perry, Chris Robinson from the Black Crowes. As expected, David Letterman inducted his friend Warren Zevon, who was enshrined as a musical influence. Salt-N-Pepa was as well. David Letterman brought along a guitar that Warren Zevon gave him before he died, and the Killers used it during their performance of "And Lawyers, Guns, and Money."
Okay.
There were also tributes to Sly Stone and Brian Wilson, both of whom died this past year. Elton John swore, so we're not going to play that or any of this other stuff. And Joe Cocker's posthumous induction capped off the night, probably so that they could have the finale be with a little help from my friends, because everybody jumped up on stage and did an all-star rendition of
Was it the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame appearance where Prince ended up on stage with all those famous guitar players and just tore the solo a new one? Was that a Rock and Roll Hall of Fame performance?
I thought it was.
And that was very famously right after that. Someone had asked Eric Clapton, what's it like to be the best guitar player of all time? And his answer was, ask Prince.
Mm. Prince, who is a master at so many things.
But also,
you don't think of him as being like a ripping guitar player.
Eric Clapton, notoriously very jerky. So it's impressive that he had a moment where he gave anybody props beside himself.
Yeah. I'm not a Clapton fan at all. Do you? I fit like the whole slow hand thing. I think he's like whatever.
He's good, but he is a very famous jerk.
So it was, I do remember this now. Was it the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame? It was While My Guitar Gently Weeps, and it was with Tom Petty, Jeff Lynne, Steve Winwood. All on stage.
Star studded. Yeah. And Prince takes
the solo.
Did you say it was or it wasn't?
It was.
Yeah.
But if you want to see something and make yourself smile, go check that video out today. It's on YouTube.
Oh, pop that up. Put it on the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page. Make it easy for people to find it. Journey is going to hang it up after a tour next year.
I can't even believe they got it together to do one more tour.
You can officially stop believing.
Those two guys
are done.
Do not get along.
They don't. What they want is money. They're going to fatten up the bank account. They're going to do a farewell tour. It's called the Final Frontier Tour. Super creative. Kicks off February 28th in Hershey, Pennsylvania.
For the record, I'm on Neil Schoen's side.
Is that so?
I don't know the other guy's side.
Yeah.
I just believe Neil Schoen is.
Yeah, I'm all about Neil Schoen.
He's Journey to me.
There was one, the closest they get to us is Sacramento. So there's that.
Well, if they can sustain more dates, they will
shows here.
Do more dates.
Yeah, they
right?
will. It depends on the demand, right? Mm-hmm. So it looks like 60 shows have been booked. They are saying more could be added. Right now it runs February 28th in Hershey, Pennsylvania, wraps up July 2nd in Laredo, Texas. Neil Sean calls it our heartfelt thank you to the fans who've been with us every step of the way. Jonathan Cain says, it's one last chance to feel that magic together. And it looks
those
like...
Those two. Clunk your heads together.
Arnell Pineda will be on vocals. It will not be Steve Perry. So
he's right. Great, though.
Oh, no, he is.
He's the reason they can keep going.
Right.
Because he does those songs note for note. Yeah. And that's all I've got time for. Vinny, what do you got coming up?
Well, I ripped you off earlier. I had a silly string story.
Oh,
I teased you with it and didn't do it, but I will start with that after these.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. Just something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now.
Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Blah, blah, blah.
Get up!
Wake up!
With Sarah and Vinny.
Legit, yeah.
Alice at
97.3. Uh-oh! Alice, 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's Morning Show. Listen live, win contests, and get our show's full podcast. It's all happening at RadioAlice.com.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by Bad Advice. Bad Advice is back, and we want your problems. We want to solve your problems is what we need to say.
We actually don't want to have your problems.
Right.
We just want to help you fix them.
We want to solve your problems. Email them to badadvice973@gmail.com. That's bad advice with a C.
Not bad advice.
Right. badadvice973@gmail.com. And listen on Friday at 7 a.m. to see if we solve your...
I got a couple good... I have one that's kind of sexy, or actually the opposite of that. It's like there's no sex happening. And so that's one. And then another one where it's about to... Their relationship's about to fall off a cliff. I have a couple good ones this week.
I want to solve the problems. Unfortunately, sometimes I think we find ourselves going, you should go to counseling.
You know what? I like your good old-fashioned punt. Like, I can't even tell you how many times you said that and it was the right advice.
Yeah, yeah. Mm. All right. Well, bad advice, everyone. We look forward to doing that for you this Friday at 7.
See you then.
Okay. After a beautiful sunrise, we currently have blue skies overhead. Mm. There is a storm coming our way, but for today, another day of warm temperatures. Storm shows up Wednesday afternoon, though.
I'm just gathering up my strength.
Good. I hope you're...
Watch out.
I hope you're not a letdown like you were last time.
How dare you?
Yeah, how dare I?
Oh,
how dare you?
That's so insulting.
It gets out there that we've got this atmospheric river. Our boss is in Florida writing to us. I'm worried about you guys. Maybe you should work from home.
Maybe he should just be more worried about us.
Well, maybe he should. But the bottom line is he's the guy who's told us no more working from home. And he... took up our cause because you were supposed to be something else.
Well, I was something else. I was just not there. I'm saving up all my strength. I'm going to pummel you this
week. Okay, good. Well, then that'll be great. Monday Night Football tonight. Philly at Green Bay, 5:15 game time. Wow. There's that.
Silly string me.
Silly string you. Oh, first I want to say this real quick. It does sound like Congress has... negotiated a plan to reopen the government. It's not a done deal yet. But right now, as we head towards the holidays, more than 10,000 flights were delayed yesterday.
Oh, boy.
Just yesterday.
Just yesterday.
And 3,200 were canceled.
Oh.
So it would be real nice for the government to get back to business.
In time for Thanksgiving.
Of the people, so that the people can go see their loved ones and not spend their holidays in the airport.
It would be great.
How about a fast fact?
I have questions.
Silly string was originally created in the 1970s when a chemist was trying to invent an instant spray-on cast.
Oh.
It didn't work. But it made for a messy, fun time, you know, for parents.
Remember how my parents were like, that's not allowed in our house anymore. And it's so fun.
My daughter has been...
My mom always got a silly string on Christmas.
Oh.
It was the best.
It's the best.
She was cool with you just going crazy.
Oh, we had so much fun.
I don't know what the propellant is in that, but I'm actually surprised that it's still around. It seems like, remember we were trying to save the ozone layer? That felt like it was, you know, I don't know what made it shoot out.
They must have changed what they use because there's still spray deodorants and
that's true.
Such.
Was
so,
it aerosol?
I don't know. Yes.
The problem was?
But I don't know what they use now.
Yeah.
I don't know. Anyway, silly string. The equivalent now is slime.
Yuck.
If you look on YouTube and just how to make slime, show me slime, there's thousands of ways to ruin your house. And your kids will go, all I need is some shampoo, some baking soda, and water. And then you just might as well take that and pour that on your couch and ruin it real fast and just save them the trouble.
We never really had issues with silly string. I think if you really cheap out, it might be wetter, which is more dangerous. But it was always an easy cleanup. And you know what's even easier is dart guns. We were really into those too.
Oh, like the Nerf darts.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, those were great. I loved the Nerf stuff.
Yeah, I had a Nerf football. I played that in the street all the time. But anyway, slime. You parents out there with little kids right now, you hear me. I know you do. Slime. And the missus is like, I don't want that anywhere near my house, but they'll find a new one. This one, it doesn't stain. It's called water slime. That's what she was making all weekend.
And it
never became slime. It was just, it was too wet and too goopy and never became the thing that they could actually handle. So it didn't work. The budget for Dazed and Confused was $6.9 million.
Oh.
And about 1/6 of that went towards getting the rights to all the 70s songs used in the movie.
Oh, that makes sense. It is
one of the best soundtracks ever.
Yep.
Really?
Oh, it's fantastic soundtrack.
Pull that up. Tell me what's on it.
All righty.
Dazed and Confused. Isn't Matthew McConaughey like in that for
a
second?
I think that's his.
No, he's in it a lot.
That's his breakout role.
All right.
Yeah. Oh. I'll move on, and he can read that when we get there.
All right, it's got Rock and Roll Hoochie Coo, Jim Dandy,
I love that.
Stranglehold, Slow Ride, Tush, Cherry Bomb, Tuesday's Gone, Paranoid, Low Rider, and Rock and Roll All Night by Kiss.
That is great.
That is a top-to-bottom, fantastic soundtrack, and used well in the movie, one of my favorites.
Rock and Roll Hoochie Coo, Rock and Roll Hoochie Coo.
I was in college. It was, we would smoke and watch this movie a lot.
I don't know that I've even seen it.
Oh.
But I heard you do a ZZ Top's on that playlist. I like them.
It's looking for some.
What? A woman in Pittsburgh was distraught after a trick-or-treater apparently went home with her diamond engagement ring on Halloween. It was an accident, of course. She said she looked everywhere, and the only possibility was that it slipped off her hand.
Into the
as
candy
she was
thing.
Handing out candy.
Oh, boy.
She posted about it on social media and placed calls to the police and local schools. A family saw the story, rummaged through their kids' candy, and voila.
Amazing. It's
they
amazing
found
that
the
they
ring
found
and
it.
Returned it.
That rocks.
That does rock.
That's a good news story.
Yep.
Yeah.
This next story might... I'm gonna solve the problem for you. If this is a bad advice, I've got the solution to your problem. Las Vegas Strip casinos and hotels are selling bottled water, in some cases priced at nearly $9 a bottle. And that is to keep you, I'm telling you right now, walk your butt outside the casino.
Yes.
Go to the local, there's whatever drugstore there is.
Yes.
And buy the water and bag it up and walk it back to your room. And then you don't have to pay $9 for a bottle.
Yeah.
It's a convenience fee.
Right.
You don't want to leave? Then don't leave.
It's $9.
It's $9. People are,
what do you think?
Can you believe
free to run this place?
They're charging the... It is like the one stop I make on the way to the hotel is to get some bottled water and maybe a couple supplies that I need.
Yeah, the funniest part about that whole thing is that if you're sitting down at a table gambling, you're drinking for free.
Right.
And so, but if you get up from the table to go get some bottles, so just order a water. when you're gambling,
and
you
they're
get
listing
it for free.
All the different prices: $2.49 here, $4.49, $6.49. Just get some at the local market and then bring that to the, it's easily fixed.
Mm-hmm.
Easily fixed.
I'll just drink from the sink. You'll be fine.
Would you ever go on a foodcation?
Yeah.
What?
Are you kidding me? I'm going to do that. I'm going to go to Italy and eat my way across that country.
When?
Someday.
Oh, okay. So you don't have a plan, but that's your plan.
No, that is a plan, but it's just not, we don't have a date picked yet. It's like getting married. We're going to get married at some point. We just haven't picked a date. I'm going to Italy and I'm going to eat everything.
Okay.
I just don't have a date picked yet.
All right.
Yeah.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium, unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Crimes of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Travelers are willing to spend nearly $2,000 to go someplace that will feed them well.
Mm.
I don't think of a trip to Italy as just a foodcation. I would think you want to see
everything,
all the stuff.
So incredible.
And eat while you're there as well. But
oh, please. Just please keep the food coming. Mm. I want to pass out a food coma every night. I want to have a food baby.
I'm with you. When we went to France, we planned every meal. Yeah.
What are you talking
picked
about?
Restaurants out, everything.
Yeah. I'm not picking up some snack bar at a gas station while I'm in France or in Italy.
What I do on vacation is eat.
Yes.
Not boozing. Might as well spend the money on eating.
That's a good point. Yeah.
So, and that's another dream too. Italy. Yeah. Go do that. Mm. See my family's town and eat. Manja.
When you go to France, you've been to France, you say?
Yes.
Did you ever have French bread in France and find yourself like you can't get enough?
We just call it bread.
Right.
The croissants in France taste like nothing anywhere else. Like, I don't know what it is, but they're so good. Every morning, it's first thing I do is go down and get eat like two or three of them.
Oh.
The pro surf tour sometimes goes to France, and there was this one year where these guys all, and they have to be, they take pictures with their shirts off. They're like, we just left France and all we did was eat bread the whole time. And I'm just laughing, thinking that's funny. They have to lose weight to be able to take their shirts.
It'll stick to you.
For their sponsors.
It's hard not to eat it. It's very good there.
Is it?
Yes.
Oh, it's worth the hype. Imagine the olive oil and the pasta. Oh, give it all to me. Fresh tomatoes. Was it you guys who were telling me that a lot of people who have like gluten problems don't have those problems in when they're in Italy? Like they process the flour differently or there's some.
Yeah, I was saying that.
Oh, was you? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
What have you heard about that?
Oh, I looked it up just the other day because I was telling it to some people. We went out to get pizza and it's some like pest herbicide that we use on our wheat. And then also, it's called like glycoschmerschmer or something like that.
Oh, that. Yeah.
And then also they
glycoschmerschmer.
Sounds terrible.
It sounds like a disease.
It does.
I think it's also literally a different type of wheat that we grow here versus what they grow there. So who knows if it's true though?
I think it's true.
I'm gonna try it out.
Don't look it up. You wanna go there and be guilt free.
Eat.
Pour it in my mouth, as you often have been known to say.
Put it in my mouth.
Oh, sorry, my bad.
Don't pour it in. Am I doing? A tequila shot? Right.
Our text number is 800-400-3697. Maddie wants to say one.
Let's see here. The crust of the French bread in France is as hard as a cast. For breakfast, dunk it in coffee, which sounds gross, but it's really the only way to make it chewy and accessible.
Mm.
I don't agree with you.
I think you were at the wrong place. I went to the day-old bakery.
707, ha ha ha, there's a side door under the monorail at the MGM Las Vegas that you cross to an alley, and there's a liquor store right there. Everything's about a third of the price.
Yeah.
It's inside the casino.
I understand. Ooh. What, go outside and grab it.
Say the beginning of that again.
You got to go to the
the side door of the what?
Go to the side door under the monorail at the MGM Las Vegas.
Oh, okay. The MGM. All right.
Yeah. Ooh. I don't know. They're all over. I'm with Vin. First thing I do is go to the store and get sparkling water.
Bring some water into the place with you.
All right, tap it's time water. To play a game. Yeah, tap water's fine. Ugh. You'll be fine.
In Vegas?
You'll live.
I won't be fine.
It's potable. Okay, it's time to play a game. We're playing How Old Is That Guy? We are currently at, after the course of today's show, somehow Bob got 3 points, Vinny got one, Maddie got a zero, goose egg.
Loser.
Nada. All right, here we go. How old is Ellen Pompeo, Dr. Meredith Grey on Grey's Anatomy? Bob, you're up first because you're in the lead.
55.
What do you think, Vin?
61.
56.
She is exactly 56.
Oh, my God.
Who's the loser now?
Vinny. Vinny only has one. You have two and Bob has three.
Poor Vinny. Mm.
Don't hold back. Just let it rip.
Do not worry. All right, here we go. How old is Walton Goggins? He's the ghoul. The gunslinger on Amazon's Fallout. He's Uncle Baby Billy on The Righteous Gemstones. And he's the guy who is with the chick with the buck teeth. Rick Hatchet, I think was his name, on The White Lotus Season 3. He's that guy. He's also on The Shield. Like, that guy's everywhere.
Who's first?
You are first. Ah. How old is that guy?
60.
What do you think, Maddie?
57.
58.
He is 54. That's a point for Maddie.
Oh.
3-1.
Come back, kid. What happened now?
He's clearly not into the skincare stuff that his co-stars are into. Yeah.
How old is...
No offense.
Josh Peck. This one might be for you, Bobby. There was a show on Nickelodeon called Drake and Josh. Josh Peck is one of those stars. How old is that guy today?
Hug me, brother.
Maddie, you're first.
35.
What do you think, Bobby?
38.
Ben?
As it's been pointed out, I haven't been doing well in this game, and I don't know the people you just mentioned, so I will say...
Josh from Drake and Josh.
Yeah, I don't know that guy. Mm. I don't know what help me, brother, or hug me, brother.
Yeah.
I don't know that either. I'm going to say 35?
35's been said.
Oh.
We got a 35... 38.
36.
You should have gone 39. That would have been exactly it. He is 39 years old. That's a point for Bob.
Happy birthday, Josh.
How old is Tracy Morgan, Vinny?
Why do I keep starting?
You haven't. You started once.
No, he started twice. I think it's my turn. Yeah, or Bob's turn.
Okay, I'm not good at keeping track.
Go, Bob, go.
That's why I just go, because who cares whose turn it is?
I do.
Well, people, you know, are jerks based on what the first person guesses. Who wants to go first?
I'll go first. Okay. What's the question?
Bob, the question is, how old is Tracy Morgan?
I have no idea.
Great.
60.
All right. What do you think, Vinny?
56.
56.
61.
He is 57. That's a point for Vinny.
Nice.
We are at 4 for Bob, 3 for Maddie, and 2 for Vinny. And I guess Vinny could tie it up here. Let's go with...
Is this the last one?
It is if somebody wins. Yeah, this is... I'll have to pull a different one. How old is Mackenzie Phillips? That's Barb on Orange is the New Black, but best known as Julie on One Day at a Time.
I don't know
her.
And the daughter of the guy, Mama, Papa's.
Yeah, John
Phillips. Her story is awful.
Yes, quite. How old is Mackenzie Phillips? Vinny.
I'm going to say she's 70.
70. What do you think, Maddie?
75.
73.
She is 66, and that is a point for Vinny, but it doesn't matter because...
And he comes back to take the lead and get the win?
No. Oh. If you'd gotten it exactly right, you would have been tied. But right now, it's 3 points for Vinny, 3 points for Maddie, and our winner is Bob. What's she has 4 points.
My name is Bob.
Yeah, right.
The nice thing about you coming into that with 3 points and having added one to it is that you were the winner. What a day you've had today.
Math.
It works. Okay. Have a great day, everybody. If you have tomorrow off, congratulations. And we will see you back here. I mean, less than 48 hours from now, we'll be back here. But keep it here all day because Mason and Jane have more tickets to Winterland. And that stay at the Fairmont, the night of the show. Also tomorrow, even though it is Veterans Day, we are still doing our giveaway. So, you know, keep it here on the Alice.
Mm-hmm.
Spend the day with us, if you will. Have a great day, and we'll see you back here on Wednesday.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Wake up, Bay Area.
This is amazing.
With Sarah and Vinny.
You stole the car and let that guy drive?
Alice at 97.3.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. Just something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.